told him, no, Dave, I told him to get his ass, and we can get the kids to go. I was
saying, we can't go to the house. Aber ich habe sie gesehen, Pashas, Zavim.
Sergei Marfil.
Good morning. One of the maises I always koch in Rosh Hashanah, famous story Rav Zevin brings it in Zippur Chassidim. One of the great tzaddikim, Rabbi Yossel of Turchin, who's the son of the Chayz of Lublin, of the Rebbe of Lublin, before Tkiyas, he entered into the Bes Medrash and he said, I'm not going to tell you divrei Musar, even though Musar is Givaldik, but Musar is Gimachir Dvash, I always say. Aber Rosh Hashanah, one doesn't want him a Eir Kitzrugim on Klal Yisrael. Nisar Andresonusa, he said, I'm not going to say Divrei Torah. I'll just tell you a Maisa. He said, Maisa, there was once a Gvir Adir, a very wealthy man, Tam Chochum, Ish Nichbot, Maltstoker. And the Rav of the Stadt, who was one of the Gedele Adair, he wanted to show him an Ois Kovit. So the Rav came, unbeknown to him, he walked and went to the Gvir's house. The Gvir sees it, has a covet, the Rav alein. So he immediately gave him every possible kibud, every tircha to honor the Rav. And he was, by profession, he was a wine merchant. So he sends his Misharis, his servant, his attendant, to go down to the wine cellar. It's full of, it's a chayasoycher yayin. And he tells him on the third row, there's five barrels of wine. The third, the middle barrel, that has yayin, yoshin, noishin, is gemamish, gewald, the best wine in the world. Immediately take a jug and a backpack and fill it up with wine. Akitzer, Avart, and Ishmuzin with the Rav, Aufgitten fein, and the Misharis doesn't return. So the Rav has to leave, he has a busy schedule, so I bet some Mechili, he doesn't know where the guy disappeared to. Akitzer, he walks Malavad the Rav to the door, afterwards he goes down to the Martev, to the cellar, and as he enters the cellar, the Tam, the Reach of Yayin is Noidif. He looks in the place, a Churban. There are smashed barrels, and even the barrels that are whole, the beres, the faucet, the bung, are open, and the place is like knee-high in wine. Where's the Misharis? Doesn't know. He goes running after, calling his name, looking for him, and finally he finds him sitting there on the oven, hot oven, with a bottle of wine, shikir mamish shikir viloit, toit shikir. So before the Gvir gets a word in edgewise, the Mishoris, this humble nobody, he turns to the wealthy man, Tam Chochma, and says, Herzach Sigut, what I'm going to tell you. He says, up to now you gave me a maskeret, you gave me my annual wages, but it's not good enough, and this year I want to up my wages. At Kan HaMaisa. And Rabbi Yossel of Turchin didn't continue with the Nimshul on the Marshal, and he went to Blotkis. Versteitzach, the Olam is, you understand the Marshal. The Eibishter gives a person everything that he needs, Bon Chayim Mizoin, gives us life. And we're created, L'chvoyde Yizborech. And we go ahead, and all of the barrels, all the shefel, the Bon Chayim Mizoin, we make a churban out of this world that the Eibishter gave in the hands of men. When instead of doing tshuva and taking to heart, we go around shikr kaloit, and we have the chutzpah to ask the Eibishter, give more, more. And that was enough to put the fear of the Lord in the people, go on bebchiyun, they rose with tshuva, with charata, and they were ready for tkiyas. The Chedusharim, when he heard this mashal, the story, he said, there's a chachma, a gewaldige pichus, an incredible depth and profundity in this mashal of the son of the Chayzer. When the moon catcher, the Milchas Lozer, heard the teguva of the Chedusharim on this mashal, He asked, where Vul leaked? I mean, you look at all Svarim HaKadoshim, Frapta Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, everyone has numerous Mesholim, each one with a Musar Haskel Niflo. What is the depth, what is the profundity of this Maisa? It's a moving story, if you understand its implications. What is the depth in the story over so many other Mesholim? So the Milchas Elazar pointed to a Gemara in Bab Metzia Daf Pei Gimel. I'll read you the Gemara. I may have told you this mice in the past years, I don't remember. Rabba Bar Rav Chana Tavrulai Hanu Shikuloi Chavisa Dacham. Rabba Bar Rav Chana hired schleppers, porters, to schlep, movers, to schlep is whatever, and they broke a barrel of wine. Shokal Limay. So he wanted to get retribution. They called him a great hefsid, a churban. So he took away their garments. Also, Amri L'Rav, they went and complained to Rav that Arachona took their garments. Amrle, Havli Glumai, give them back. Amrle, Dina Hachik, they cost me a hezik. They're chayiv. Amrle, in the Chassid, the pasuk says Mishli Leman Telech B'Derek Toiv. Rashi says is Lifnim Mishur Zadin. Or a person like you, Rabbi Baruch Hanna, has to do the Nimishur Asadin, and you have to give them back their garments. So he followed the Psak of Rav. Amrle, Ani Anon, V'tachinon, V'kula Yoyma, V'kafinon. We're poor people. We're Aniyim. We worked, we schwitzed the whole day. V'kafinon, and we're hungry. Pashat, Nanochem Alechem, V'leslan Bid, haven't garnished. Amarle, so Rav tells Rabbi Baruch Hanna, Havlu Agrayu, pay them their wages. Amarle, Dinachi, this is Yosher. They cause me a churban, they cause me a hezik, I gotta pay them Eichnu too. Amarle, in the apostle continues, Va'orcha Sadikim Tishb. Said the Minchas Elazar, this Gemara is Meramis on the Moshul of Rabbi Yosel of Tursh. Right? Not only did the poilim, right? Yeah? Not only did they not do what they're supposed to do, they were makalkal yitzus, and they broke the barrels of wine. Nevertheless, Rav was koyfer Rav Baruch Hanna to make retribution. And since the Yerushalmi said that the Eibishter is mechuyev to keep his own toir, and the Eibishter chatadik Hashem behold rochov, and be emir shayach urcha sadikim tishmer, so even after the marshal of Yosalim Turshin, right, that we made a churban in the world, mahapik the tzinoiris and all the shefa went and dreir and the sitrach. Nevertheless, the Eibush has to bench every year with Bona Chaim Zayin. Said the Munkacher, that's the flaw, the depth of this mice. To understand this deeper, just behek them. The pichus, the chokhmah in the marshal is. The expression in the Gemara, very often, we deal with what appears to be the chatoim, the pegamim of people chumash, whoever it was, Slavka, we'll give an example. So one of the tanoim will give a simple pshat, a gefeluch, aveira, and the other tana will tell his chaver, le'nichel le'marayu le'meimrach. It's a pasnish, shlonicha, little. The Satmar Rebbe in Divrei Yoel, in Parshas Boy, in Parshas Dvorim, which is a nichel amarayel memroch. So he brings the Satmar Rebbe, I've said this many times. There's a Medrash Rabbe in Dvorim Rabbe, Mechiach, the Pasuk says, Mishlei Mechiach Odom Acharai Chen Gimotze. Who did this appear to? Amihuda Berber Simon. This refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekvayochel Echiach Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Achar Yisrael, Vaz Echiach Es Yisrael Achar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's pshat? The derech of emes tzadikim, bele magidim, was when they used to give musar, they were magdil da'aveira b'fnei ha'amuin, in order that they should realize the severity of the pagam of the chesor. They were mechiach yisrael achar hakadosh baruch hu, ober boi b'sho they were mechiach hakadosh baruch hu for the tzaras of chal yisrael. Right? And that's pshat, it's by Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu, when it comes to the marshal, Cheto Egel, Ono Choto, Oma Zachoto, Yidoyla, Gifel, he, when it comes to the, when he speaks to the Eibishter, shrugs, no, Mashem, Yechrab, Choba Mecha. He suddenly, when it comes to the Eibishter, he's Moshe Nefesh, to Mamed Schus, for Kol Yisrael. And therefore says this Hatmarav, Pshat in the Gemara is, Leinich, mainly you're speaking to people, you could be Magdal and teach them the severity of the Aviv. Or you're speaking to the Abishter, and there's two ways to teach the Pasuk, the Parsha. When you're speaking to the Abishter, you have to be Malamit Chus on people. But Emes is that HaKadosh says, the Rav Shitzer says, that is the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, the smichus of the Sefer Torah v'aschal also. The Torah ends asher osa moishel yichol ayada chazok asher osa moishel le'enei kol Yisrael. Tzadil le'enei kol Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was mechiach Eden with yada chazok and dvorim akoshim kigid. When he spoke to the Abishter, what did he say? The Bereishis barolikim, the whole world is b'shafin b'shvil Yisrael shenikur reishis reishis v'osik. To have that double forked tongue. Und alderach zeh, but put it in time. The pasuk says, "Though says v'hoya bekirbechem al mechama v'niga shakoyin v'dibur al om v'omer alei." See, two lashon. The lashon dibur is dvorim koshim. V'omer aleihem is lashon rakam. So on one hand, one level is it depends when. Bekirbechem when you're oimid al asvar, says Rashi, right? Yeah, then you have to give proper musr. Masha Einkein, when it comes to the war, he has to be Beloshin Rako, Yimlam is Chus, Bechul, Bechul. So you want to give musr, the time is El. Comes Rosh Hashanah, Mamish, the day of Milchama, here is only, you see, but the Tzaddikim were so, I can't tell you, you see, all the Sforim, Mashal Brach, all the Tzaddikim were so careful with their Loshin, in El, Achaz Kama Vakama, Rosh Hashanah, Farkiyas, only to Me'ir, Yimlam is Chus, and Kal Yisrael. I remember the Rebbe once said, and the Rebbe said, the Rebbe Chaim was very near every word, every was. He never said Allah, always was like, Chaim und Hepech HaChaim. A hospital was not called a Nevrit, called Beit Cholim. They always said Beit Zroifim. Evachena Rabbis, every word was molded, should always be good, and Chsodim, and Tzchusim, etc., etc. He once said the Gemara, in the middle of a Sikha, Poyshe Yisrael Malayim Mitzvah Skarimim. So the Rebbe said, Poyshe Yisrael, Nisht of El Geret. People say, Nisht of Shabbos Geret. Even though the Gemara is a positive Gemara, that Poyshe Yisrael, but he didn't want to use the words, he had to, for Enfer, Nisht of El Geret, Poyshe Yisrael. Every word, you know, the Sforim will speak about in Parsha Shoftim. Shoftim v'shoftim tivul lechob v'chol sharecha, aber v'shoftu asa'eh, asa'am, mishpat tzedek, and v'shlevi, and v'shlema, all the tzaddikim, when it comes to other Yidin, you have to always be malam b'schus. Aber the emes away, it says in Sforim HaKadoshim, is the famous word that Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam says, I saw the Yisrein Chacham Min HaSichus is Ki Yisrein Or Min HaChoshech. What's the Yisrein Or Min HaChoshech? What does the word Choshech mean? Darkness. There's no other types to Choshech. What does Or mean? That's what you say. Or could be night, and Or could be like an Or Larba also. Yeah? A Tarti Mashal. Is the chokhmah, the pichus of a person, is he could say, famous Naomi Melech in the beginning of Parash V'Yishlach, the chokhmah is able to say something which is mishtamal triyant. Simultaneously, it could be a musar and techocha to the people, but he says it in a way, the mashal without the nimshal, and that you have to understand yourself. Ober klapim meilu, the same words, the mashal, as the Munkacher said, is used as what? Something which is malam etzchus and a meilus yosher for Klal Yisrael. Oh, but there's a deeper pichus in this. And you think about it, a much deeper pichus, which I think I'm telling you the story, not because it's a nice story, because it's something which I think is like a key to understand the essence of how one has to act on Rosh Hashanah, which is Be'emes will bring out what is the essence of what is Rosh Hashanah, the hectic. There's two perennial conundrums that we face on Rosh Hashanah. I've discussed this many times in the past. First problem that a Jew, ordinary Jews like ourselves face, is what is the mood of Rosh Hashanah? Everyone knows the pasuk in the Chemia, Al tisablu, Al tifku, Luchu ichlu mashmanim, Rishu mamtakim, Vishulchu malas Hashem loichaloi, Ki kod v'shayim la'adineinu, Al ti'otzu, Ki chedves Hashem imuz. which is Titan Slonim is foreign from Lech Lechavitcher. What is the Chedvus Hashem, the joy, the happiness of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah? Be'uzchem. The Yidin are Batuach in Chazi Hashem. They're Mesaprim of Rosh Hashanah. And they're Oichlim, Veshoysim, Sveichim. A happy Yontif. It's brought to Das Moshe, Moshe Lekodesh, who brings as a child, he was always in the Spalah. While his father, the Holy Magid of Kodesh, at Rosh Hashanah, he was Sameach B'moy. There are places I could bring you Sforim that say the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah is even greater than the Simcha of Sukkos. Gewalt! Right? And the Chasam Sofer brings a Taichin Pasuk until the Mi'itein Mitzion Yeshua is Yisrael, B'shuv Hashem Shus Ame, Yagal Yankiv Yismach Yisrael. What's Pshat? The Emes is, he Taichin Azoi, Mi'itein Mitzion Yeshua is Yisrael. Chal Yisrael needs Yeshua, but Pruch Dis, begat all of it. Right? I, the Yeshle Baldin Loimar, I didn't have done Shuva. Or maybe it's not real, maybe it's not lasting, maybe there will be Shav Le Kislam. Right? How do I know? Because maybe that which every Yid, every Chol Levav is on this Oyer, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is only coming mitzad HaSarus Adel Eivel, as the Eivishter puts the fear, the trepidation in their hearts. What is the Evan HaBuichen that it's real? What is the test that something is a Nitzchi, it's Kayim? It's not just the Eivishter gave you a gift, and it's soon a transitory, fleeting experience. Yogel Yankiv Yismach Yisrael, the fact that Yidin have his scarves and do tshuva to the Eibush Rosh Hashanah, right? And they rejoice in the tshuva, in the closest to Hashem, those goof is the charaya that it's a nitzchi, is something that's going to last with us. Right? On the other hand, you know, there once was a shul that advertised for a rabbi in the paper, they asked for a one-handed rabbi, an amputee, with a one-handed rabbi. Every time you ask a Rav Ashayla, it's always the one hand Azoy and the other hand Azoy. Right? This mamish, I could go on for 5 hours. The seriousness. On one hand, the pasuk says in the chem, me high timer the grots brought down from the Meisr Rav. You're not allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah. Chedvus Hashem imuz. And brisk, you know, the famous story that they were seeing about the Kaya crying his eyes out. Right? The mitzvah Rachman Amar Tiku. Do you cry when you put on the mitzvah? You don't cry. Rav Shlomo Zalman, actually, when a Rav gave the Chocha Canal to his Baal Tekei, Rav Shlomo Zalman said they destroyed his Yontif. Ayid meit Elch. When the Emes in Kisvi Arizal, Fakert, it says he was Buich HaHarbe, etc. in the Tfilis, and the Demois. And the Chaps, the Demois, we want to give a whole shir, and the Demois are Bechinas from the Nesach, the Nesach HaMayim on the Korban, and with that, you're Miskaper, and it gets rid of all the Averis, and all the Begumim, and all the whatever. And the Arizal says someone who doesn't cry on Rosh Hashanah is Chayin Nishmos Yishlim. So it's brought from Reb Chaim Vital brings. So there are those who make a difference. I mean, there's a technical difference. Depends when. You're not allowed to, depends why. You're not allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah beside your Averis. You cry about your own personal Averis, is your Ma'ir Kitrugim and Dinim, just like you don't take Vidu. Or you're crying about the Eibishter Shemekabel Berachem Veros and Tfiloseinu, doesn't make me yo. They say that's Pshat Nodos Forum. Eli tells Chana, "I'm also to shtaker in a serious enich melech." Right? So Chana says to Eli, "Lo yadoyin ish shatsruach anichiv eshbrich zdachich." What's so difficult? So Eli thought she's misvada on haveris. So Rosh Hashanah Chazal say, "So now is not the time to be misvada. You ma'ir kitrugim." Says, "No, I'm asking the Eibishter for a." For Bakosh, doesn't make me ill. Others say it's brought down from the Kisver of Zundel Slant. Also brought in others for him for Hena. Depends when. Bishas davening, dafgevein, since Arielo was Boycha Bishas Hatzvil. Afterwards you go home, then it's time for Echul Mashmanim, Shizum Abtakim, then you could rejoice. Because afterwards you have Pitochen and the Koyach of your Demois. Demois are Mechaps. The grand, I got to tell the story. In Lubavitch, in Chabad, the Rebbeim used to davening the first Meir of Leil Aleph, the Rosh Hashanah, was Oyim Vener. Oyim Vener. By the Alter Rebbe, the Magid was once sitting by the Tish, with all the Talmidim, all the Chavraya Kadisha, and he noticed that the Vu Zalman you. Where is my? They went to send the Shliach B'Smedrash. He was the middle Shemoneh Esrei, the Pishul Yadayim V'Raglayim, holding up the Shtender, right? The Yeda Kol Pol Ki Ata Fa'altoi from the Yira, the Pachad, the Ima. He couldn't get out further, right? So the Magid says, "Lose him up." Right? Er halt by the Madrega, he's machin, this Yerushalmayim, afilu in the doimim, even in the shtender. Right? I'm gewalt Madrega. Me iduch, the Alter Rebbe once said that that Rosh Hashanah and the Avodah was gefelach. The Yamin stream, oceans of tears. The Friedrich Rebbe was once down there. And after the minion finished, he was still in his place davening the brachas of Kriyashma. 4 hours later, he finished Ma'ariv. 4 or 5 hours davening Ma'ariv Leil Hashana, a bit vacuous, like whatever. And the tishtach that was by his thing was totally wet. So one of the chassidim, I'm just telling you, the Hagav, he took the tablecloth and he wiped his face with it. It says in Sforim that if you have demois, you should wipe it on your face and hand, the ruishim of ears, you get rid of it. So one of the elder chassidim, the mashpiyim, said to him, shoydein, like he gave him a sharf loshen, right? He says, the Reb, you commit your averis and you want the Rebbe's demois from Mechandas Gate. Your own demois had Mechabas, your own averis, right? But the avoyde leil Rosh Hashanah was oyim v'noir. Right? So, but once the Alter Rebbe said Barabim that the Chalder Rebbeim never talked in Rosh Hashanah. Leil Rosh Hashanah was like, mamash, every word was in. Anyway, Akitz Ramasa, the Alter Rebbe said the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah has to be Besimcha. So the Tzemach Tzedek and Rav Nachum Nochum, the son of the middle Rebbe, went to him and said, right? He's thinking about Avodah Besimcha, and by you it's like the oceans of tears. He says, by me the tears, the bechiah, are bechiahs of simcha. Al derech, the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, when he read Shir Hashirim and he understood the Sharnun, the Seydus HaTeira, right? It was a bechiah, but a bechiah of tiny, where a person sometimes reaches a gewaldige moment of simcha. You marry off a child, whatever, you can sometimes cry, but it's bechiahs of simcha, not of aveilus, not of marishchayda. And the Likutei Moran says the same thing. Therefore, bechiyas Rashi Tevis b'shimcha yagil l'kol hayoyim. And the Sofer says this: a person has to cry, but it should be bechiyas of simcha and not of marash chayru, which comes from sitra acher from klipus balash patzor. Right? And fakert is brought in Yehuda, the Brishan Rav brings b'shem of Hashem to all the svarim akdishim mali from this. Even b'machshova, a person should never be mila any pessimistic, negative thought that chas v'sholom is gain. My tools were not in this Kabbalah. A person should approach Rosh Hashanah with a gewaldige optimism that be tochen in the Yeshua Hashem, in the love of the Eibishter v'chol v'chol. This is a whole rayas and psukim in kamikim. Hello? So, I'm trying to be frank. You know, on one hand, it says in Sforim Adrabah that a person who doesn't cry, a dry Rosh Hashanah, dry Yom Kippur, right? So when it comes to like piyutim, like Shemeya Kol Bichi Yisher Tosin Demiseinu Benoidcha, the Adavir Shkodim Leichir, the Al Shakir, the Kehenu Rabbis, you're a liar for the Eibush on Yom Neroyim. So the tears are very important. To say we reach a level of Bichia from Tanugim, like this is like, you know, who are you fooling? Not even fooling your wife, not even fooling yourself, right? So where do people like us? Where do we go? A second always perennial conundrum Rosh Hashanah is, what are you davening for? Zohar says, anyone who prays for their own personal needs, bona chayim zoyner, is kiklovim hatsuyakim havhav, you're a self-centered egotist. Rosh Hashanah, we daven about malchus shemayim. Achas sha'alti meis Hashem, oy savakish, David malchus shol chazal sin. The famous bar from the Rebbe of Shmelke, right? Why? Because mevakshim lecha. Madua leibah ben Yishai. Because gam tovil gavayim to the Rosh Hashanah lola. Hello. Vechena rabbis. On the other hand, this is madreges. It's talked about barichus. The degel brings that this is madreges shayachim the door of zedah, the Hashem, the holy people and kol kavnos. People like us have to daven for bona chayim zoyne, and it's brought from Yisrael Salanter, it's brought from old Gedalia Bala Musar. A person today who's saying, I'm davening only for the Yisgadol, Yisgadol Shmei Rabba, for Malchus Shemayim, Al Ligner, Ashakrin, Al Doiver Shkorim, so you end up a Kareach Mikan, Kareach Mikan, Kan Ruchni, Yis Hostunish, Gagashmish, Gebeten, and you blive up as a, and only in all the Bechines, Brochnis, Gagashmish. The emphasis is, so there's a madrega where a person davens for gashmis because anoshim ker keinu. There's a story told. The emes Rebbetzin used to bring into him every day the pidyonis, the kvittel, thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands of siddur. And she's looking through, reading them, whatever, for her husband, for the emes. And she says, everyone's asking about gashmis. Anyone ever asked the Rebbe about ruchnis? So the Emes is a sharfer, the Malam is chus on Kol Yisrael. He said, Parnosa is gimatria neshama. By the way, it's also gimatria hashamayim. Idish parnosa is ruchnis. Right? That's what the Rebbe, famous Sikh of Tilos Chana, right? Ve'eshpech es nafshi lifnei Hashem, the Hashem Tiv Taich, the Re'evim gam tzmeyim nafshim bohem tis atav, the Yiddish Gashmi is really Rukhni. They said that Imre Emes, the first year he was Rebbe, Tavshin Tes, after his father Imre Emes passed away, Leil Rosh Hashanah, after Shulchan Yator, after the Tish, he was walking home, I would just, this Pravid HaSimcha, in the house that the Beis Yisrael used to live, Mamish around the corner, the Semes Yeshiv, he's walking, Rechiv Sosemes, he's walking up and down, he's like lost, and then he stopped, and all the Harifah, the Sharif Chassidim gathered around, and he said, "My Zaydi, the Sharim said, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you can only pray for Ruchnis, Madregas, for Emunah, for whatever. Second day already, it's Dina Rafia, you could pray already for Gashmis." So said the Chusharim. Ober said the Beis Yisrael that since Chazal said they made it all into one big day, Kiyayim Arichta, Hain Tikka Titan, you could pray also for Gashmis. Because the Yiddish Gashmis is Bemazachmis. However, it's still schwer, like I tell you, Svarm, even after Tkufa Sabashem, all the Svarm who speak Bignul, where do we go from all this? To understand how Gashmi, the Shiluv of Gashmi is in Ruchdi, is not just some technical thing. And where Bechia comes in, together with Simcha, for people like us, this is an introduction. What is the essence of Rosh? What is Rosh Hashanah all about? Let me just try to explain to you the deepest of deep, but in the simplest possible manner. We always say in all the Svarm, Kabbalah, Chassidus Svarm, Rosh Hashanah is Binyan HaMalchus. What's Pshat? We use terms, we throw around, what does Binyan HaMalchus mean? And why do we need Binyan HaMalchus every year? Why every year Machadish the Malchus of Hashem? So it's explained in the Likutei Torah in Svarim HaKadoshim that every year on the night of Rosh Hashanah, the Eibishter is mistalik. He removes his rotzen, his desire, his will to be a melech on the world. In other words, the Eibishter created a world for 1 year. Tratan Pasuk, Eres Asher Eine Hashem Alikecha Tomid, Mireis Hashon of Arach. If it's Tomid, so I know it's Mireis Hashon of Arach Hashon. Pshat is the Rosser and Dashkoch of the world, is only Mireis Hashon of Arach Hashon. The Arach Hashon of the year ended, Chavtis El, now the night of Rosh Hashanah, the Eibish, the Zerotzen has disappeared. Al Derech Moshel, you have a firm. The balabas, the proprietor, wants to know whether the firm is in the red or the black. Is it profit-making firm or is it lost? If it's in the red, close down the firm. So every year on Rosh Hashanah, before the Eibish is Mamshich Nayachayis for the whole year, his rotzen pnimi in the creation of the world, his chayfetz in the world, is disappears. But you don't want to, when the auditors are still doing the audit, you don't want to close the firm, right? Fire all your employees. You keep the firm opened. But your desire, your chayfetz, your emesig geshmak and your cheshek in the firm is disappear until you know that it's making a profit. It's not making a loss. What happens? So the night of Rosh Hashanah is a mu'uyim dika pacht. It's the only time in the year where the Eibishter is arop getrogit. He's like out of it. He's left the world. The mida of the Eibishter's malchus has gone back to its original pristine source. Although the world continues to disappear for that night. But there's no, the Hester Ponim of night of Rosh Hashanah is Gefelch. A fool is like a father. A father goes out of the sea, disappears, in order to evoke and arouse within his son the Cheshech and the Ratzin to come closer. A tipish, a ben tipish, he cries his eyes out. My father has disappeared. My father appears to have died. He kidnapped. He's not there anymore. Or sooner or later he gets used to a matzav of living a life without a father. The Ben Chochem, the Pikach, realizes, why did my father disappear? Because he wants to have a hide, he's playing hide and go seek, and he wants me to seek him. And when you seek the Eibishter, you find him, and the yachas, the relationship, is incredibly more deeper. So on one hand, there's a geferlich danhoga of Rosh Hashanah, starts off with the geferlich harich. And there's a whole, if at the time I will tell you that's, continues on to Yom Kippur, and it continues on till Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres. It's a whole process, evolution, till the Yichud of Shemini Atzeres. Anyway, what is the difference between Malch? What does Malchus mean? Malch, we say, Ki Lashem Hamlucha Umoishel Bagoy. Malchus, by definition, means Berot. Umalchusay Berot in Kibbalah. To be a Moishel is a power contract. you're stronger, you have more money, you have more power, you could be koife, you're shilting on someone else. But it's coerced, and there's no isgalus of the moishel klape, the person who's nimshel, the subject. He's totally opgetrogen, and you have no relationship. You got to do what you got to do. Mashen ken a melech is a melech has to be done when there's a gilui, there's a connection, like difference between oyer and koyach. Oyer, there's always a connection between the oyer and the moyer, between the light of the sun and the sun. Koyach, you can put koyach into something, and afterwards you can't be mavchin who is the source of this koyach, right? The purpose of a melucha is there should be a connection. Why is there a mu'uyim? Because the Eibush is mistalik the night of Rosh Hashanah, has to re-examine both the world b'cholos and every individual b'protius, and every blade of grass, and every b'karni beitim, b'karni reimim ha-beitikin, everything in the world is judged, including in the Eilim Yisrael Yoyinim, right? There's a geferlucha, the world changes. We don't see it, because we have in the mirror is with the gashmis. The Rebbe's father was once walking over type with one of the in Ukraine, Kafkaz somewhere, with one of the great chassidim, and he says, "How come we don't notice the difference in the veld and teva and the ecology on Rosh Hashanah?" He says, "Can't you see that the water of the teich that was flowing, Saroish, it flows totally different on Rosh Hashanah?" Ich say this. We're that great on Eves. I don't see it. But Tzaddikim did. Now, this siluk of the Eibishter is a gefährlich, a terrible matzah. And that brings this pachad in a person. The Eibishter is like closed the shop, closed his desire, went back in a cave, hibernating koyach. What is the difference, though? Every mitzvah, your mamshech alikus in the world, until you do it, it's not there. You put on tefillin, your mamshech moichin, whatever. You put on. What is the difference, Leil Rosh Hashanah, that until Kiyas Shofar, which is the positive, affirmative response to the Eibishter's proposal for the coming year, right? Why is that so mu'uyim dik? Why is that different than any other mitzvah? And for this you have to understand, I'm giving you like Akseya Mazleg, but it's very, very deep. Let's take a person. You have your eye, your core, your essence, which for a Yid is Neshama. Your Neshama then has Kuchas HaNefesh. You have intellectual koyches, chachamim bina das, you have chesed gevurah tiferet, and then you have malchus, which is the feminine, the lowest on the totem pole, right? The lowest, the madregas, malchus. Malchus is leis leimigar meiklum, has gornish bezich, offer, earth. So on one hand, all the other midas, all the chachamim, whatever, are madregas, are high madregas, right? A person naturally has chachma. If you have a matziv that you can't express your chacham, let's say you're vacation time, right? The after Tishvah, it's a minig Yisrael and Manchester to go away. Whatever. So you go away to 3 days to Wales. Hello? You don't want to miss Kriyas HaTorah, so Tuesday and Wednesday you go to Wales. After Kriyas HaTorah Monday, right? You go to Wales. You now have gewaldige chacham, I have a gewaldige shir, tachidush, and a broch bear, whatever. And I have no one to share with. Because I have no one to share my chokhmah with, or I've been naturally a chazdan, and I'm living in Alishvart Yorn, in a butkel, in a log cabin in Wales, and I have no one to share my ches, like Avram Avinu. I can't share hospitality. Does that mean I'm ois chazdan or ois chokhm? No, the midah exists, right? Even though I can't express it, right? The emes is the midah is not the essence. The midah is just a koich with the nefesh the neshama has to express the koich nefesh. But it's not v'horaya. Every midah is limited. But it's the word midah. Midah means a trait. It also means a limitation. It's a parameter. A neshama, which is like part of the Eibishter, is infinite. You can't change it. If the midah would be you, your core, your essence, your central identity, you would be able to change the midah. And all of Yiddishkeit is geboit of tikkun midah. You could change a midah. You could break a midah. You could elevate a midah. You know, the midah is not you. So the midah, because it's not you, the midah remains even when you can't express. It could be nelam, it could be concealed. When it's concealed, it goes up and it goes to a place. Malchus, on one hand, midah malchus, is not a natural trait. one doesn't naturally have the desire. Sorry, in human terms, you have no desire to be a melech on someone else. It's only when the am are koyrim and mishtachlim to the melech, them are in the melech arot. If there's no am, let's not that mid the samalchus sort of like is in. What's the word? In suspended animation. It doesn't exist. The Midas HaMalchus on a Tifer Geret, although Midas HaMalchus is the lowest, the feminine is the lowest, right? Over the mocker of the Midas are like from the Iris of whatever, nine Iris, the Sheirish of Malchus is in Radlo, in Kesar, in the Eberstarle. So when the Midas of Malchus is Nelam, it goes back to the highest sources in Kesar, etc., etc. Therefore, it's most difficult to evoke once again. Once it's gone, it's gone. Because the meat of Malchus has to do with the rimus atmos of a person. Okay. Now, let me just try to explain briefly. Who are the people, who in the world, which Bria could reawaken, could evoke the Eibish Tzrots and his Cheshek to once again become Melech of the world? There's an axiom in Jewish thought, which says, "Ein melech b'lo om." You can't have a king without a nation. In other words, there are three tnoim to be a melech. Number one, you have to have an am. Am from the word oimimoy, something which is separate from the. A person can't be a melech. Every one of the father has a family will tell you this: you can't be a melech over your own father, over your own children. But dear Shtub, right? Shkemelch, your father, right? To be even the Sori Hamalucha, you can't be a melech over Sor. You have to be a melech over something that's separate and distinct and not part of you. But again, a child is Tamu Basak, sorry, Brokkar, Navua. You can't be a melech over your children or over your wife, although many people try. Plaguf, that's one. Right? Has to be something separate. Number two, Malchus is only evoked when someone has a Bechira Chofshis and can make a volitional, logical, intellectual choice to choose my king. Mash Enkin, if you're Muchruch and you don't have Seichel, right, and everything is just pre-programmed. So let's say you're a farmer in Wales and you have 10,000 herd of sheep, whatever. You can't be a Melech over sheep because there's no relationship with sheep. And the sheep don't have the ability to make an independent volitional choice to become shubit to the melech. There's two things here. There's number one, it has to be from Bechira. And number two, you can only be a melech over something where there's a potential for relationship. You can't be a melech over a bee colony, over an ant colony. Because you have no sheikhet. Oy bazoi, when was the first time someone was mamlech the Eberster as melech? As I'll say, Odomarish. On Rosh Hashanah, he told all the world, the animals, the whole ecology, the angels, and that's what we say on Friday, which is Erev Shabbos, when man was created. Hashem Moloch Geyus Lovish. Yeah, in the Shomis Yisrael were created before the Bria. Their Malachim, Srof Mefanim were created on Yom Beis or Lachadman Da'omer Biyim Hey Va'Ufya Ufay Vizman Bichol Gavriel, whatever, right? And there are animals and they, whatever. An animal can't choose the Eibishter because it has no volitional choice. Malochim can't because they're separate from the Eibishter. They're a different, right? The Netzolim, whatever, are part of the Eibishter. So the only, who could be Mamluch the Eibishter? Only Eid. Because on one hand, a yid is about seichel. I can work out each one separately. I'm going to kitzur. A yid has seichel. A yid can make a choice. On the other hand, the yid is separate from the Eibishter because the neshama comes down and mislabish in a guf gashmi and is surrounded by chumrius and gashmis and all taivis and all whatever, right? But on the other hand, even when the neshama comes down in a guf, you have a chelik lekamim baal, which is part of the Eibishter. So you have a level of this relationship, so only a neshamas Yisrael in a guf Yisrael could be able to create the yidnulucha keser melucha to give the Eibishter the malchus. That's that in kivonim, in kavodim, but that two separate states. A yid is simultaneously an eved Hashem, is a ben who became an eved, and his purpose in life is from the beginning of eved is to create once again to become a ben. Where does this come from in the Yid? Because a Yid has above his chachma and above his midis and everything else, a Yid has a neshama. What is the cry of the shofar? This response to the Eibishter's challenge, should he become melech? It's the tzaka pnimius from the atzmius of the neshama of a Yid. You ever, sometimes a person's very articulate, very verbal. You got wonderful speech. You could move people, you could stir them. Sometimes a person is so overcome with emotion, right? He can't put it in words. Therefore, we say a nigin. A nigin without words, even higher than with words, because you ma'ir the etzem and neshama that can't be expressed in oisius, which are magd. Higher than that is when a person could say nothing. He's totally. And that Poshe gives what you call in America a primal scream from the etzem and neshama, which I can't express any other way. That is what Kiyas Shofar is all about. That's why one of the first of the 10 reasons of Sadia Gaon is the coronation of the king is dafka through Shofar, which is the tzaka pnimius of the essence of a Yid, which is me'ir, the essence of Hashem, where Malchus is in the highest level of Hashem, which is the most difficult, and that you evoke Hashem's wrath into whatever. But there's one more nekuda. What else happened on Friday? The Abish created all the Marish. No. Before that, he also created a wife, Chava. Where was this Chava? So in Pasuk it says, Vayikach, he took a tzela, he took a bone, right? And from that he fashioned, or according to Chazal, du partzufim. And they were attached initially, whatever, and they were attached ochor ba'ochor, back to back, right? Then the Eibishter came and made an operation, right? And he separated. What's going on? What's this? That's what's called in Kabbalah. Like anyone knows, like course 101 in Kabbalah, that's called the Nesira. The Nesira between Zo and Malchus. What's the Tzuto? The Kitzur. Malchus could be two ways. Malchus, how do you Gritzuch use your Malchus? Your Malchus, your Kabbalah Malchus. A Chacham has Kiveger, I don't know, Kiveger Sfor, he knows Shas, he knows whatever. This Chacham. A chazdan with his hands, whatever, the different ways of directing your different attributes, your koichas and nefesh. Right? How do you direct the koichas and malchus? Kabbalah salt. Ich verstehe yo, ich verstehe nicht. I'm bowing down, prostrating myself. When you bow down, your head and the rest of your body on shava, right? That's Kabbalah salt. But Kabbalah's old gufa, this is very deep Kabbalah, which I don't understand anything, but just. There's an akuda of malchus and there's a parts of malchus. On the akuda of malchus, you take a bone, a schwarz little. Okay, we're going to create. It's Kabbalah salt. You're doing what Abraham just said. But malchus is not just an akuda. Malchus is a parts of. A parts of means a face. What does that mean? I'll tell you a story. Your Mendel Futtafas, my Mashpira. He always tells a story when he was a bachar in yeshiva. The chassidim of. The city he was living in came to Fabringen together in Neville, a city called Neville, and when I heard it from him, it was Rebbitcher Masmit came to Fabringen, and all the Bachman of the Yeshiva went there together with the Mashpia. His name was Rebnissen. Rebnissen was an old Godel Ma'oid. I had this chusav of sitting by Fabringen by him. Rebitzikal of Shavursk in Antwerp said to Rebnissen, if you would have been a Pelisher, you would have been in Paris when I'm in Antwerp. An old Godel Ma'oid. I mean, davened every day for 6 hours, shachris. I mean, like, just old Godel. He could see on Bachman what they were thinking of when they were sleeping. I mean, one of these. Super people. Someone once saw Yom Kippur. He was running away from the communists, from the KGB, then Kivadet. So someone saw, he went to a pub, the only way he could find, and he stood in a corner for 26 hours. He did not move without a tnua. In a corner, lost in. But he was very much into Kabbalah soul. Not to eat, not to sleep, not to. You know. So Ishamas told him, to give him Musar, like see them rives the decision. He said, even Malchus is a part of. Malchus is the sachakol of all of the above. And it's not sufficient just Kabbalah Sahol, just doing like a machine. You have to have the Chochman, you have to have the Bina, you have to have the Chesed, you have to have the Gvur, etc. So the purpose of the Nesira, when the Zachar, Zoh, gives into Malchus, which is Nukva, Nekeva, right? When it's only a bone, it's only a Nekuda, there's no parts of, there's no Tziur, it just, Kabbalah's all, pa. The purpose is that when you turn to the Eibishter, a person who has Chesed, it's a natural thing, and you want to share it. Malchus, by definition, think about it, put it logically, is only when you have a relationship with it. When Malchus is nostalgic, when it goes back to its source and Kesser and Rablo, whatever, yeah? It has no desire because Malchus has Gornish, the Eibishter has Gornish from Malchus. It's your reader, it's Hashfala, it's a Tzimtzum to come down. But if you prove to the Eibishter that when you bring down Malchus, the Nukva, but you're going to bring out all parts of Nukva with Chachma and with Bina, with Chesed, and all the other Midas, then the Eibishter agrees. Now, think what I just said. Just 1 second, give me more. Suddenly a Yid stands in Shul and he realizes Givalt. The Eibishter, the Chakol Yoch, ain't Sof. And you know who you are. I know who you are, right? And you have the Koyach. That you, Shmerul Tadris, the Eibishter has such love of you that on Rosh Hashanah he's nostalgic. From the Estalkus of the Eibishter, from this Hestoponim, from this call it what you like, there's a Gewaldige Yira Machat. But you think to yourself, the Eibishter didn't do it to get lost. He wants me to search. He wants me from Oymik, the deepest part of my Neshama, to come back and to search for the Eibishter. Which you only do so through Torah Mitzvahs. When a Yid from Oymek HaNeshama is Mekabel al Malchus Shemayim, not just the all, but with the parts of Malchus, everything, that everything the Eibishter gives me is going to be Meshubit to the Eibishter. And if I'm not on that Madrega, at least have a Rotzen, to be on that Madrega, so that my Gashmiyah should also be Ruchnius. There's an unparalleled Chedva that the whole world, not just Oylem Azeh, Gashmi, and what happens in Burma and Al Shat Yoren, right, is totally in me, in Shul, in my Tiyah, Shul, for my Kabbalah, Malchus Shemayim. But the Oylem is Al Yoinim. A Yid has a Koyach that the Malochim, the Nevroim, the Netzolim, the Oylem Atzilus don't have. That Dafka Malchus Shemayim is totally in Yid, right? And you have the Schus to come to Shul, right? And to be Mamlich the Eibishter, because the Eibishter gave you that. The Eibishter endowed you with the Zachogitz. Because you're Yid, you have an Hashem, which is indestructible. So, boy b'shot, that there's a pachad from the temporary, fleeting hiddenness of the Eibishter, right? There's a gewaldige simcha, what it means to be a Yid, and to be in relationship, and a avon, and a gaguim to the Eibishter, which is this oyer davka mitzad derichuk. And therefore, Yid responds to this with saying that I'm going to meshabed myself to be a holdi. I realize I'm frail and I'm human and I'm imperfect. And if the Eibishter wanted perfect beings, he'd leave us with malachim. He'd create us. But Yid has the deepest rotzen to be in a relationship with skarvus and avon dveikus to the Eibishter. That gufa is ma'oyer that the oylam kala oylam kulei nosen beliboy. And in that school, Yid shagashnis becomes rochnis, and Yid could be filled with gewaldige simcha boy b'sha. That's the story of the Gospel of Torah. I know I broke the Eitrus. I know all the unique lechitzoinim that happens throughout our Averus. I'm quite aware of it. Boy b'shon, the same mashal, the nimshal, as the Munkacher said, is a nimshal to show, right, how the Eibishter meets at his Torah and his Ratzin is bound up to the Eden, and the Eibishter acts, and when a Yid, the klal in life is, when a Yid is mizvatel himself to the Eibishter, and people often think so much about themselves on Rosh Hashanah. You know, the emphasis is everyone has a whole peckle, everyone has what to ask for, everyone has their yonim and their tzoros. When a Yid could forget about himself, this achash alti meyishem uysav akish. Why the double kefil? Because really, the famous word from the Berditcher, if you squeeze, first of all, the Rebbe Binim once said, the problem with life is, we say, v'chein tein pachtuch Hashem lekein ogum asfim. Pachtuch is gimatria gelt, work it out, big Berditcher. If Pachta would be Geld, it's gefreut. Aber when the guy says, Bechein hat in Sinn Geld, Pachtacha, the whole Tfila hat in Geld. Das ist Englisch. Right? Aber mit Idrach, der Leviatzuk und Sarah Sascha, das Kusse Yagin Alena, der Mehl Tzioi, Chokal Yisrael said, if the Eibishter would squeeze all the Tfilas of Yidin, you see, bottom line is all Geld, Geld, Geld. Aber you squeeze the Geld of Yidin, We said parnosas gimachi nesham. It's all I want to give tzedakah. I want to mechadach my children, etc., etc. The pnimius of the even don't realize it. The pnimius of every of gashmius of refuahs and yeshuas and brachas and bodach chayim zoyin and shiduchim, whatever we need is beemis to do the rotzon of Hashem. The Eibishter has nachas from giving us brachas. That's not good. The Eibishter is a tate. He's not a. Avinu Malkeinu, even Mishas Malkeinu is the Chavinu, is with that gufa, that bitl, Chabi, the Rotson of the Eibishter, a person is mamshich, all that we need for Shana Teiru Musukh.
They say that he put a bolster on this, right? The Rebbe from Bethel said, "Will the 2 weeks each year?"
Here's my hand.